The Buddha urged his monks to practice like this each morning. First, I am of the nature to grow old. There is no way to escape growing old. Instead of suppressing it, invite it up, look directly at it. I am of the nature to grow old. I have to accept that. Second, I am of the nature to have ill health. When you grow old, you will know it. There is no way to escape having ill health. I am of the nature to die. There is no way to escape death. All that is dear to me and everyone I love are of the nature to change. There is no way to escape being separated from them. Fifth, my actions are my only true belongings. I cannot escape the consequences of my actions. My actions are the ground on which I stand. So this required some amount of courage in order to practice. You let things come up. Why can you do that? How can you do that? Because you know that you already have mindfulness. If your mindfulness is strong enough, then why don't lift the barriers and let them come up? Because if you keep them in there for a long time, you create a situation of bad circulation. And when there is no circulation in your psyche, you grow sick. So it's not the problem of suppressing, but of leaving them to be themselves. If they come up, okay, they come up. They are not as pleasant as other visitors, but there is time to see a friend, a pleasant friend. There's time to see someone difficult, but you don't care. You are there to help. So you let them come up, and you look directly at them because you are your better self, mindful. Just maintain your mindfulness, breathing in and out, and acknowledge its presence. Hello, breathing in. Hello, I know you, my little friend. Glad to meet you. Glad to see you. Because now there is an opportunity to encounter. You see, welcoming and touching it with mindfulness and with kindness. You do not fight it. When you are able to smile at it and to acknowledge its presence, friendly. Good morning, my little fear. Breathing out. You are my old friend. I know. And every time you practice like that, your fear will lose some of its strength. Right when you do the work of recognition. And it may go back. It may go up again, and the same kind of practice will be used again. And every time it comes like that, you acknowledge its presence. You breathe in and smile to it. Your anger also. Your anxiety also. Your despair also. And that is the work of shining of mindfulness. Sometime later, when you see that you are ready, you invite it up and you sit for a long time with it, looking deeply into its nature. And when you are able to see into the true nature of it, ignorance will be dissipated and there will be a disintegration of the block of fear, of anger. That is vipassana, the practice of looking deeply, sending the energy of mindfulness into the heart of the block of pain. And when the mindfulness is good, strong, present, there's no reason why you should continue to be afraid of entertaining the guest that stay there deep in your consciousness, I am of the nature to grow old. There is no way to escape growing old. I accept old age. So old age no longer a source of my constant fear. But they are powerful, that kind of fear. And they distort our way of thinking, perceiving things. They are called samyojana. Samyojana, I translated by internal formation. It is a formation, a block in your store consciousness. And it has the power of distorting your way of perceiving things and thinking and feeling. Samyojana. So allow them to come up. Smile to them. Second, I am of the nature to have ill health. There is no way to escape having ill health. Look directly at the fact. Third, I am of the nature to die. There is no way to escape death. Fourth, all that is dear to me and everyone I love are of the nature to change. There is no way to escape being separated from them. Fifth, my actions are my only true belongings. Actions here is karma. I cannot escape the consequences of my actions. My actions are the ground on which I stand. So you take the responsibility. I am the sum of my action. So it is not the problem of repressing your fear or your anger, but cultivating mindfulness in such a way that you will be more ready to welcome them and to transform them. And that cannot be done alone. It has to be done with the daily practice of mindfulness.